KMJ News Time, 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Oh, man, you got a story for us right off the bat. Doggone it, no burnout festival this year, huh, Gabe? What's going on with the burnout festival?
Yeah, the burnout festival did not happen this past weekend.
Oh, no.
This event was billed as the state's first licensed event to feature cannabis use and sales since that became legal on January 1st. It was scheduled to be held at the Tulare Fairgrounds this past Saturday, but it didn't quite go down. The promoter was all set to go with this plan. This includes bands. Afro Man was the headliner. And a facility, a couple buildings, one with the music and one where medical marijuana users with a valid doctor's recommendation could go purchase pot, use pot. I think that might have been the part that maybe made this thing kind of go haywire. And it all happened really quick. All systems seemed to be go until Thursday, when the State Bureau of Cannabis Control asked the promoter for a letter from the city signing off on the event. Apparently it was all go with the fairgrounds, the venue. We spoke to the CEO of the fairgrounds, and it seemed like everything was going to happen. But the promoter went to the city and for the sign off, and the city officials told him no. So that prompted them. They could have had it without the marijuana aspect of it, but they decided to cancel it, and people are getting able to get refunds for the tickets. The promoter said he and his partners lost at least $10,000 just right off the bat, and probably more. And they're actually considering a lawsuit against the city. As I said, that he was working with the fairgrounds, even the Tulare police. We spoke to the city manager of Tulare early last week, and it seemed like he had just learned of the event, but it didn't seem like something that they would oppose outright, but something changed. The promoter believes maybe press coverage was a factor. We did a story on this earlier in the week. Some of the TV stations picked it up. So no burnout festival, at least for the time being. They're hoping to maybe do it in April. And pick another county, definitely not Tulare, maybe not even the Central Valley. But yeah, we almost had the state's first licensed marijuana event. The first 500 people showed up. We're supposed to get a free blunt, but it didn't quite happen this weekend. So we'll see what happens moving forward.
These are changing times, Gabe. So no burnout festival. But yes, a new Dunkin' Donuts where?
Madeira, yeah. So transitioning from weed to donuts, two completely unrelated things.
No, one follows the other.
Yeah, exactly. Dunkin' Donuts got a bit of a toehold in California, like a long time ago, 20, 30 years ago. But I guess in the late 90s, they closed their last 15 stores that they operated here. But since then, it's become a mainstay on the East Coast, especially in the Northeast. And it's slowly but surely, they've been building stores back in California. And very hotly anticipated here in the Central Valley, at least according to social media. So it was a really big deal last March when the Central Valley's first Dunkin' Donuts opened in the Hanford Mall. So yeah, it's also big news. We got word that the Madero Walmart actually would be the second Valley Dunkin' Donuts. Remember when Walmart used to have their McDonald's locations inside? So Dunkin' Donuts is going to be going into the former McDonald's in that Walmart right there off of Cleveland Avenue.
Lucky Madeira. Lucky. Hey,
yeah,
Gabe, thanks, buddy. Have a great week.
No problem.
All right, thank you. That's Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. You want more info on those stories and more, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley? Pick up a copy of the Business Journal.